in celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Janice Peters, the former mayor of Morro Bay, a lifelong thespian, and she's had an involvement with the annual bird festival for 17 years. Janice Peters.
The bird festival was created because we are on the Pacific Flyway, and every January, over 200 different species of birds will pass through our estuary. We thought this is great for birders, and it's also great for the city because we get people in the off season. So we have our bird tourists and then our people tourists that come to see the bird tourists. At one of the welcoming speeches that I gave, I mentioned that I actually liked flamingos. And there was a flamingo that lived in Morro Bay for a while, for about 3 months. We figure he probably escaped from the Atascadero Zoo. His wings didn't get clipped enough, and so he came over here and played around with the egrets for several months and then flew away. Well, I told this story and said that, you know, my personal flamingos were plastic in my front yard. And the next day, somebody in the bird festival went out into the estuary and planted two plastic flamingos. Well, we have a bird board, and when everybody comes back at the end of the day, they put their sightings on the bird board. So that day, the sighting said, Flamingus plasticus. That was my favorite bird festival story. We actually had an advertising promotion thing called Discover Your Better Nature, and I think that really exemplified exactly what Morro Bay is. It is still very natural. We're not a big city. We don't have a lot of lights at night, so everything's clear, the stars, the moon, the estuary with all of the wildlife, not just the birds, but all kinds of wildlife that you see here regularly, deer, possums, raccoons. It's like a little miniature Disneyland for real. The 200 species that we get in January, and usually it's more than 200, we are usually one of the top five as far as the number of species available to see. So a lot of people will come here just to add to their bird list. These birders have life lists where they have to see every single bird and check it off. And when you got 200 plus species, they can check off a lot of them while they're here. And we have other things too. We take them up to see the elephant seals. We take them to see the monarch butterflies. My favorite thing about the marine life is watching the otters. It's amazing. If you go out by the rock, there are usually about a dozen otters out there. With your binoculars, you can see the babies on the mama's bellies as they're floating around. They're just fascinating. We have seals, the sea lions, of course, and our fishing industry is very much a part of the city. That's what founded Morro Bay, is our fishing industry. The whole community supports that fishing industry. We're now selling fresh fish down at the docks. That's a wonderful part of living near nature. We do have an oyster farm. There's abalone just up the coast. And oysters are great because they actually purify the water. It's amazing what they do. I live down in Los Angeles. I was working in the film industry, and I had always wanted to live close to the water. I lived in Santa Monica, but that's a different kind of ocean than you have here. A little bit more built up and crowded. My favorite story. A friend had told me about Morro Bay. My parents lived in San Jose, and I lived in Los Angeles. I was going home for Christmas, and I decided, okay, I'll just run over to Morro Bay and take a look, because I had never been here. So I pulled off 101, got on Highway 1. It's pouring rain. This was December. And I got over to Morro Bay and didn't know how to get anywhere. So I got off the freeway on San Jacinto, which is the street that leads to a view of the rock when you get to the beach. And just as I got to the end of the street and turned back to look at the rock, the rain stopped, the sun came out, glittered on the wet rock, and it was almost as if God was pointing and saying, here. And a year later, I lived here, had a job, had a house, and I have never looked back. And a lot of other people that have moved here have had similar experiences. A friend of mine saw a rainbow over the rock the first time she came here. You're very close to nature, and it's very spiritual in a lot of ways. And a lot of people recognize that, and it's why they're here. The city and the estuary are definitely tied in that it certainly brings visitors to our city, and we are a tourism-dependent city. The estuary is not actually a part of the city limits. It's just outside. It's in the county. We certainly benefit from the proximity and the visitors that come here for that. Oh, we can hear the birds. every so often, when there's a lot of fish in the water, we will have just these congregations of birds, cormorants, pelicans. They're fishing. They're feeding. And it's wonderful. It's just fabulous to watch. Oh, my favorite thing is the clear air. It is absolutely beautiful here, coming from Los Angeles especially. Just the fact that you can walk out of your house, walk down to the beach, see all this wildlife, appreciate this beautiful world. It's all right here in Morro Bay.